92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There are some policy changes that are going to be activated May 1st on Twitter that will put strict limits on the number of automated tweets that can be sent from any Twitter account. No more than 50 will be allowed in a 24-hour period, which is quite a lot, actually. And for most people, this probably doesn't even affect you. However, there are some totally legitimate organizations that depend on Twitter that are going to be hurt by that change, among them the National Weather Service. For many years now, they've integrated their system with Twitter to distribute urgent weather information, things like tsunami warnings in other parts of the world and tornado warnings here in America. The thing is, there's so much information for them to distribute to so many areas of the world, it can't be done manually. It's got to be easy for their team to tag a few things in their system and get those messages out. But this policy change will roadblock their ability to do that. The suits at the National Weather Service have attempted to address this with the people at Twitter, and they won't discuss it. In fact, what they got back was an automatic response containing a poop emoji. That's right, a little pile of poop. Which apparently, according to Elon Musk, is the new standard response to media and corporate inquiries. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the biggest companies in the world, and they refuse to communicate with their customers? Instead, they send back pictures of poop? That's professional.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.